best-selling thriller writer Don Brown recently sat down with Captain Jerry Yellen, now 93 years old, to write about and tell the story of the final combat mission of World War II, a mission that took place 9 days after the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, August 6, 1945. On August 14th, Lieutenant Yellen and his wingman, Lieutenant Philip Schomburg, took off from Hiroshima to bomb Tokyo. Unknown to Yellen, by the time he returned from their mission, the war was officially over. Schomburg never received the news because he was killed on the mission. In The Last Fighter Pilot, the true story of the final combat mission of World War II, Brown and Yellen detail how Yellen and a small group of his fellow fighters flew bombing missions out of Iwo Jima days after America dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, expressly because of Japan's refusal to surrender. Yellen recalls those missions vividly in the book, but what he recalls more than the sorties is the post-traumatic stress disorder that haunted him for 3 decades following the war. Yellen grew up in Hillside, New Jersey, and at 17 enlisted in the Army Air Corps immediately after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. When asked why he enlisted at such a young age, Yellen answers, "My country was attacked by a foreign country. It was my duty as a young man to serve my country." He had been a flying enthusiast most of his young life, and as a teenager, he made model airplanes as a hobby. Yellen almost did not get the opportunity to fly because when he took his eye exam, he had unacceptable 20/30 vision. However, he circumvented the visual acuity test by having his mother send him a copy of the standard eye chart, which he memorized and ultimately passed the test. On August 14, 1945, it was announced to Yellen's 78th Fighter Squadron that their missions were to continue until war's end, when pilots, if they were airborne, would hear the word Utah broadcast over the airwaves, a signal that the war was officially over and that they could return to their base. Yellen never received the word code until he landed. Yellen's post-war years were less than kind, and he lived in 17 places from New Jersey to California to Israel, unable to hold a job. At the age of 51, Yellen learned transcendental meditation, which he claims turned his life around. In learning to meditate, he became what he calls a decent person after 30 years of thinking about no one but himself and making, according to him, terrible decisions. Currently, Yellen speaks to groups about PTSD and serves as a resource for veterans. All in all, The Last Fighter Pilot is an interesting and compelling book that, like many books about war, details the tragedy of war. However, in many ways, this book is quite different in that it chronicles not the tragedy of war alone, but also the end of war. And it also defines the decades-long search of one man for peace and a bit of redemption. This is Robert Greer for KUVL Radio in Denver.